Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Chaf Hey. We left off Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We got pretty close to the bottom of the Yama, but we're going to back up a little bit. As we signaled yesterday, we are probably going to start, actually not probably, we will start from 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 lines off from the bottom. But we'll read what we read yesterday fairly quickly. Today's shiur sponsor, first of all, by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, also Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. We thank the Landerer family very much for their continued sponsorship of the shiur. Today's daf is going to focus on a continuation of what we were discussing yesterday, which is the concept of malin, which is whether if a person... We saw yesterday what happens if a person claims to be a Kohen. Do we believe him? Do we require one aid? Do we require two aidim? Are we afraid of Gomlin? Are we afraid of people reciprocating favors and each testifying on behalf of the other? Toward the end of yesterday's daf, we transitioned to the sugya of Milan, meaning if we see somebody doing something that a Kohen ordinarily does. For example, if we see somebody eating truma, if we see somebody signs a shtar, and he declares himself a Kohen in the shtar. If we see somebody duchening, are we male from that to yuchsin? Meaning, do we allow him to marry a woman of untainted lineage on the assumption that he is untainted himself, on the assumption that he's a Kohen? In other words, do we take the next step? Do we say, oh, if he's eating truma, then it must be that he's a Kohen. If he's duchening, then it must be that he's a Kohen, and therefore we're going to allow him to marry the type of woman that a Kohen can marry. So what we concluded with yesterday and what we're going to start with today is what happens if you see a person duchening. So as the Gemara said, Mala halos min nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Are you allowed to be mala? Are we allowed to be mala from nesias kapayim to yuchsin? The fact that we see a Kohen duchening, does that mean that we have the ability to treat him as a Kohen for all purposes, including letting him get married to a woman of untainted lineage? So what we had seen yesterday was that there was a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Avina. So now, 17 lines up from the bottom on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Hilchos Amai, what's the halacha? Do we paskin like Rav Chista or do we paskin like Rav Avina? Are we malin me nesias kapayim liyuchsin or not? Says the Gemara, Amar le anamas nisli yadana. So he said, I don't know who we paskin like, but I know that there's a brisa. What's the brisa? And the brisa is as follows. The Tanya Rav Yossi Omer, the Rav Yossi says, Gedola chazaka, that the chazaka that a person has is very, very strong, so that we are not going to be motzi dover mechazkoso, says Rashi. We're not going to undo the chazaka. How do we know that chazaka is so strong? Shenemar, the pasuk says as follows. Bnei kohanim bnei chaviyah, bnei akotz, bnei barzilai, the kohanim, the son of chaviyah, son of kotz, son of barzilai, shalakach mebnos barzilai, hageladi isha. They took wives from the bnos barzilai hageladi, veyikra al shmam, and they were called on al shem their wives of Barzilai, Eila Bikshu Kisvam Hamis Yachashim. They were seeking their genealogical records to prove that they were Kohanim. This is at the time that Klal Yisrael was going back into Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Bayis Rishon, but before the Binyan Bayis Sheni. They wanted to establish themselves as Kohanim for all purposes when they went back to Eretz Yisrael after that Golos. But they couldn't find their genealogical records. So they couldn't find the certification saying that they were all Kohanim. So what they do, so vayigalu min hakuhuna, and therefore they were disqualified from the kuhuna, because they were unable to prove their bona fides as Kohanim. Vayomar Hatarshah, and Hatarshah said, again we said yesterday, Hatarshah says Rashi is Nehemia Hanavi. Why was Nehemia called Hatarshah? The reason that he was called Hatarshah, we had seen, was that he was the official wine taster for Daryavesh. In other words, before the king drank a cup of wine, somebody else had to taste the wine to make sure that there was no poison. Nehemia was the person who was designated to hold that job. Ordinarily speaking, it is usher to drink Yenam Shel Nachrim. It's usher to drink wine of Goyim. However, Nehemia, because he needed to taste the wine in his official capacity, he had a heter shtia. So he had a heter to drink the wine. That's why he was called Hatar Shasa, that he was mutter to drink the wine. So Nehemia said to these Kohanim, Asher leyochlu mikodesh mikodesh hakadoshim adamod kohen l'urim v'tumim. You're not allowed to eat kodesh kadoshim. You're not allowed to eat from Karbanos until the Kohen can ask the Urim V'tumim, meaning until Bias Gold Tzedek, until Mashiach comes, you're not going to be able to eat from Karbanos, because we have no way of proving definitively that you are Kohen unless we can ask the Urim V'tumim. Obviously, there were no Urim V'tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore what he was saying was, you're stuck. You can't eat Kachim. However, Amar Lahem, Arei Atem B'Cheskosam. However, you could follow your chazaka. Bema hayisem ochlim begola bekotchei agvol. What were you eating in Golos? In other words, when you were outside of Eretz Yisrael, you were eating truma. That's kotchei agvol. Afkan bekotchei agvol. Also, over here, you were allowed to eat. Also, over here, you're going to be allowed to eat kotchei agvol, but not kachim, not actual kachim. You're allowed to eat truma, but not kachim, because there is no definitive proof that you're kohanim. Now, when Nehemiah matered these kohanim to eat truma, l'chora, he also permitted them to do nesias kapayim, so that when they went to Eretz Yisrael, what they weren't allowed to do was they weren't allowed to do avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't allowed to eat Besar Kachim, but they were allowed to eat Truma and Lechora. They were also allowed to perform Nesias Kapayim. The Gemara makes the assumption that they were able to perform Nesias Kapayim for two reasons. Number one, because he permitted them to eat Truma. So once he permitted them to eat Truma, why would he forbid them from performing Nesias Kapayim? In other words, if he's permitting them to eat Truma, where it was we saw yesterday, a non-Kohen who eats Truma is Avon Misa. Whereas Nesias Kapayim is only an assay that the Kohen has to perform Nesias Kapayim. So if he's going to permit them to eat Truma, which is punishable by Avon Misa, Mistama, he would allow them to Duchen also, because that's only an Isser assay as well. Also, say the Mefarshim, that these Kohanim, they used to Duchen in Golos. They used to Duchen in Chutz Laretz. And what did Nehemiah say? Nehemiah said, you guys maintain your status quo. Just like in Chutz Laretz you were eating Truma, so too in Eretz Yisrael you should eat Truma. So too, just like in Chutz Laretz you were duchening, so too in Eretz Yisrael you should duchen as well. So the key assumption in the Gemara that's unspoken here is that they were duchening. So says the Gemara, now here's the kasha, v'isalkadaitach ma'alam enesiyas kapayim liyuchsin, and if we were afraid that when that if we're ma'alam enesiyas kapayim liyuchsin, that if we see kohanim being nosa kapav, if we see kohanim duchening, we're automatically going to assume that they're full-fledged kohanim, and we're going to allow them, even for yichus purposes, to marry women of untainted lineage, hani, kivan the parsi adayu, since these kohanim were duchening, asi lasukinu, they would establish them as regular kohanim. They would be elevated to be regular, they would be elevated to be regular Kohanim. And so if the purpose of Nehemiah's sort of compromise was that he was going to allow them to eat Truma but not Kachim, because he wanted it to be known that these people, even though they claim to be Kohanim, they were inconclusively Kohanim. If as soon as we see them duchening, we're going to be mala them liyuchsin. If as soon as we see them duchening, we're going to say that not only because you're duchening, we're going to treat you like a Kohen, full-fledged Kohen, and that you can marry women of untainted lineage. So what exactly did Nehemiah gain by saying that they couldn't eat Kachim? Because people are going to assume that they're full-fledged Kohanim anyway because they see them duchening. So isn't it a raya that we're not malam in a siyas kapayim liyuchsin, says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, shani yacha deraya chazkayu. No. Maybe it could be that, ordinarily speaking, we are malam in a siyas kapayim liyuchsin. However, Nehemiah allowed them to duchen, and he thought that the fact that they weren't able to eat kachim is going to be enough of a reyesa on their chazaka, and therefore for them, we wouldn't be malem in esiyas kapayim liyuchsin, even though, ordinarily speaking, we would be malem in esiyas kapayim liyuchsin. And Rashi explains that over here, their chazaka is going to be undermined because everybody's going to see the other Kohanim eating Kachim. These guys aren't going to eat Kachim. And therefore, says Rashi, that's a heker gadol sheyesh bem tzad psol, that's a very, very open sign that there is a tzad psol. And therefore, for these guys, we're not going to be mala menesias kapayim liyuchsin, even though ordinarily for Kohanim, we are going to be mala menesias kapayim liyuchsin. So says the Gemara Vayter, said Dilo Temahachi, because if you're not going to say like that, Lamandi Amar Malam Etruma Liyuchsin, but there's also a Shita, forget about Malam and Asiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin. There's a Shita that says that we're Malam Etruma Liyuchsin. So if we're going to be Malam Etruma Liyuchsin, if automatically when we see a Kohen eating Truma, we're going to elevate him to the status of Kahuna for the purpose of marrying a woman of untainted lineage as well, Kivan Dachli Betruma Asilasu Kinu. So, but once they see them eating Truma, they're going to be Mala anyway. We're relying on the fact that their chazaka has a reyesa, that their chazaka is not a super strong chazaka. And therefore, for these kohanim, we are not going to be mala them either from nesias kapayim liyuchsin, or we are not going to be mala them from truma liyuchsin as well. So the question is, velamai gedola chazaka. This brisa began by saying, Gedola chazaka, chazaka so strong that these people, even though they weren't able to conclusively prove that they were kohanim, because they acted as kohanim when they were in Gola, so too they're acting as kohanim when they're in Eretz Yisrael. But so far we basically said they're like fake kohanim, because Nehemiah let them eat truma, he even let them duchen. Aren't we afraid that people are going to assume that they're real kohanim? No, because they see that they don't eat kachim. And so if they're not eating kachim, and the fact that they're not eating kachim is a hecker gadol, said Rashi, between these kohanim and any other kohanim, so we're not really treating them like kohanim. So if we're not really treating them like kohanim, why does the Gemara introduce this brisa by saying gedola chazaka, that chazaka is so strong? So says the Gemara, meikara achil betruma drabanan, hashta achil betruma daraisa. Oh, gedola chazaka, because why did Nehemiah permit them to eat? Nehemiah permitted them to eat truma. Now, when they were in Chutz La'aretz, they were eating truma, but the type of truma that they were eating was truma midrabanan, because truma outside of Eretz Yisrael is only midrabanan. However, when they went back into Eretz Yisrael, they were able to eat not only truma midrabanan, but also truma midaraisa, because truma of Dagan Tirosh and Yitzhar in Eretz Yisrael is truma daraisa. How do we know that they were able to eat truma daraisa? All it says was that Nehemiah permitted them to eat truma. Maybe he permitted them to eat truma midrabanan, but not truma daraisa. So Rav Moshe Feinstein explains, no, because the Gemara simply says that he permitted them to eat truma, and whether truma is truma d'rabanan or truma d'oraisa, shame truma's chadu. It's the same shame of truma. And so when the Gemara says that he permitted them to eat truma, it's obvious that he permitted them to eat truma d'oraisa. And that is the Gdola Chazaka, that we took the Chazaka that they had in Eretz Chutz La'aretz of eating Truma Midrabanan, and we permitted them to continue to eat Truma in Eretz Yisrael, even though now in Eretz Yisrael it was Truma Midaraisa, and that's why the Chazaka was so strong. Says the Gemara, three lines down on Chafei Yemen Aleph, Yiba Seima Hashtanami B'Truma Midrabanan Achol B'Truma Daraisa Lo Achol. No, maybe over here also, that he permitted them only to eat truma midrabanan, but not truma midaraisa. According to Ramosha, we just said that same truma's chadu, that truma midrabanan and truma daraisa is called truma. So Ramosha will say, no, maybe it's not called truma. Maybe truma daraisa is called kodesh. And we'll see that in the Gemara, that Truma Daraisa is in fact called Kodesh. So therefore, when he permitted them to eat Truma, it's Zafka Truma. What's Truma? I.e. Truma Midrabanan. But not Truma Midaraisa. So again, it could be that maybe he permitted them to eat only Truma Midrabanan, but not Truma Midaraisa. Now, why aren't we afraid that if people see these Kohanim eating Truma, we're automatically going to assume that they're real Kohanim and we're going to elevate them to Kahuna, even Lagaba Yuchsin? Says the Gemara, V'chi maskina mitruma liyuchsin mitruma bedaraisa, mitruma drabana lo maskinan. Because the only time we're going to elevate from Truma to Yuchsin, we're going to say that somebody is miyuchas because we see him eating Truma, that's only when we see him eating Truma midaraisa. If we see him eating Truma midrabana, it's not real Truma, and therefore we're not going to be male mitruma liyuchsin. But again, vela mai gdola chazaka. But what's the greatness of chazaka then? It's not like we're even elevating them, and that whereas previously they were able to eat truma midrabana, now they're able to eat truma midaraisa. He didn't let them eat kachim, even though he let them duchen. Nobody's going to assume that they're real kohanim. So why does the Gemara introduce this brisa by saying gedola chazaka? How do we prove from here that the strength of chazaka is so profound? Says the Gemara, well, because the afagavikal migzar misham truma deraisa lo gazrinan. Because I might have thought that Nehemiah could have been gozer, that they can't even eat truma midrabanan. Why? Because if we feed them truma midrabanan, if we allow them to eat truma midrabanan, lest they come to eat truma midaraisa, and they're not allowed to eat truma midaraisa, and therefore I thought we should be gozer that they shouldn't eat truma midrabanan as well. Kamash Malan, because they ate Truma Midrabanan in Chutz La'aretz, he permitted them to eat Truma Midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael as well after they went back to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, that's the Gedola Chazaka. So says the Gemara, v'truma deraisa lo achel, but did they not eat truma midaraisa? V'aksiv asher lo yochlu me kodesh hakadoshim. But it says that these Kohanim weren't able to eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the inference is, Mikodesh HaKadoshim udlo ochel, from Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Kodshei Mizbeach, they were not allowed to eat, ha-betruma daraisa ochel. But from truma daraisa, they were able to eat. So how can you tell me that they weren't able to eat from truma daraisa? The implication in the Gemara is that they were able to eat truma daraisa. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar, lob midi de ikri kodesh. No, they weren't able to eat anything that was called kodesh. And here we come back to that horror of Rav Moshe, that truma midaraisa is not referred to as truma in the Torah, it's referred to as kodesh, tichsiv. The chalzar lo yochal kodesh. And any czar is not allowed to eat kodesh, and kodesh over there is a reference to truma. So they're not allowed to eat kodesh, lob midi de ikri kodshin. Nor are they allowed to eat something which is called kachim, which is besar zevach, which is kachim mizbeach. Tichsev bas kohen kisiya leish zar, when a bas kohen marries outside the kuna, when she marries Yisrael, he betrumas hakodshim lo sochel. She's not allowed to eat trumas hakodshim. And what's trumas hakodshim? So kachim is a reference to kachim mizbeach. V'yamarmar bimuram min hakodshim. That is from the matnos kahuna, which are taken from kachim. So in other words, these people were not allowed to eat. Were not allowed to eat even from the parts of the zevach, says Rashi. Afilu chazav v'shok shel shlamim and acholim l'neshei kohanim v'labdeim. That ordinarily the matnas kahuna, whatever is given to the kohen, he's allowed to share with his avodim, he's allowed to share with his wife. So these parts of the korban that even the wives and the avodim of the kohanim were allowed to eat, these quasi fake kohanim were not allowed to eat, and so we see that they were not allowed to eat even those relatively less holy parts of the zevach. They were also not allowed to eat from truma midaraisa because that's called kodesh, even though it's not called kachim, that's called kodesh. The only thing they were allowed to eat was from truma midarabanan. Says the Gemara now, Vayter Tashma. Chazaka lekuhuna, a chazaka lekuhuna. If you want to know whether somebody is a kohen, it's nasias kapayim bebavel. It's nasias kapayim in Bavel. And Rashi points out about halfway down the page that if somebody sees a kohen being nosias kapav in Bavel, you could be made anywhere that he's a kohen and will accept that edus. Why? Because says Rashi, there was a yeshiva and a basin kavua in Bavel, and they would check to see that anybody who's duchening, is going to be a kohen. Why? Because as we have been saying, there is an isser asay if you duchen if you're not a kohen. So if you're in a place where there's a beistin, where you know that there's a beistin that's looking after the halacha to make sure that everything is, you know, all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted, and we see in Bavel where there's a beistin that this guy is duchening, so it's obvious that the beistin looked into this guy's lineage, and they permitted him to duchen. Therefore, a chazaka to kahuna in Bavel is nesias kapayim. Says Rashi, however, if you see him eating truma in Bavel, then that's not a chazaka that is a kohen. Why? Because truma in Bavel, Bavel's on Kutzlar. Truma in Bavel is only truma midrabanan. And because it's only truma midrabanan, the basin's really not going to care that much if the guy is going and eating truma midrabanan. It's only nesias kapayim, where there's an iser asay midaraisa for anybody who's not a kohen to duchen, because there's a basin and we're going to make sure that the halacha is followed rigorously, that we know that if they're duchening in Bavel, then they're definitely kohanim. Says the Gemara, another chazaka to kahuna is va'achilas chala besurya. It's also the eating of chala in Surya. Surya, Rashi says, is Aram Tzova, shekivsha David, that David conquered Aram Tzova, v'chibra l'Eretz Yisrael, and he connected it to Eretz Yisrael, v'ksavar haitana, kivish yachad shmei kivish. And this Tana holds that kivish yachad is considered kivish, and even though Aram Tzova was conquered only by David, it has the status of Eretz Yisrael, because he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore says Rashi, that the chala and truma of Surya is midoraisa, and the Tana says that if the chala is daraisa, then truma is also daraisa, and therefore if we see somebody eating chala in Surya, it shows that we are permitting them to eat even things which are kodesh on a daraisa level, and therefore it's not like eating truma and bavel, because truma and bavel stam and rabbanon, so we don't really care as much. This is eating something which is daraisa. Therefore, if we see them eating daraisa holy things, we're allowed to assume that they're kohanim for all purposes. And also, the other thing in the Gemara that says that we have a chazaka that a person's a kohen is chiluk matanos bekrachin. It's chiluk matanos bekrachin. It's taking from the matnas kahuna in the krachim. Now, meaning in big cities. Now, says Rashi that even though we know that once a kohen receives the matnas kahuna, he's allowed to give it to whoever he wants, even his avadim. So the fact that we see a guy taking matnas kahuna, why did we assume that he's a kohen? Maybe a kohen said to the person who had to give the matnas kahuna to give the matanos to this guy. So the answer is because the krachim is a very, very public place, and if it were not for the fact that this guy's a kohen, says Rashi, he would never be made fun of him. He wouldn't have the gall to go present himself as a kohen in a very public forum and collect the matnas kahuna. It's true that a non-kohen can eat the matnas kahuna, but he would never promote himself and present himself as a kohen in order to collect the matnas kahuna in a very public forum unless he were really a kohen. However, the reason that we're quoting all this is because we had said, again, there were three things that show that a person is a kohen. One of them was Nesias Kapayim, was that if in Bavel a person is being Nosa Kapav, then it shows that the person is really a Kohen. So it says the Gemara, Ketani Mias Nesias Kapayim. So, but we see over here Nesias Kapayim. So we asked in our Gemara, Ma Lahalos Min Nesias Kapayim Liuchsen. And over here we say that if a person's Nosa Kapav in Bavel, it's a Chazaka, he's a Kohen. What is it? Doesn't that mean that it's a chazaka that we're going to be malayim liyuchsin as a full fledged kohen? Says the Gemara, "Samai lav liyuchsin." Doesn't it mean that we're going to allow him to marry women of untainted lineage? Says the Gemara, "Lo the truma." No, it means that if we see him dukhaning above all, we're going to be allowed to give him truma. However, but isn't Nesias Kapayim here like Achilas Chala in Surya? That Ma Achilas Chala LeYochsin, in the second part of the Brisa, it says that we're Male, that a Chazaka to Kahuna is somebody who eats Chala in Surya, because Chala in Surya is a Daraisa. So if we see him eating Chala in Surya, which is a Daraisa, it's obvious that we treat him as a Kohen. So doesn't that part of the Gemara mean that if we see him eating Chala, we're allowed to treat him as a Kohen, even for the purpose of Yuchsin, even for the purpose of marrying a woman of untainted lineage, and therefore Af Nesias Kapayim LeYuchsin? Also by Nesias Kapayim, we're able to assume he's a Kohen for the purpose of lineage? Says the Gemara, lo, Achilas Chala Gufa, Letruma. No, when it says that if a person is seen eating challah in Surya, we treat him as a kohen, it doesn't mean liyuchsin, it means that we're allowed to give him truma as well. Well, aren't challah and truma equal? Says the Gemara, no. Ksavar challah b'zmanazed rabbanon, the truma daraisa, umaskinan mechallah drabbanon letruma daraisa. Nah, so this mandi amar says that challah b'zmanazed is only a drabbanon. Truma is a daraisa. So if we see somebody eating challah in Surya, it's a chazaka that he's a kohen, and therefore, just like he eats challah, we're going to allow him to eat truma. We're not going to allow him to marry a woman of untainted lineage, because we're not going to treat him like a kohen legabe yuchsin, but we're going to treat him like a kohen legabe achilas truma, which according to this Tana, according to this Mandi Amar, is a daraisa, even though challah is only a drabanan. Uchid afiklu Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua l'rabanan, which we'll see in a couple of lines. And like Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua reversed the Rabbanan, because it's a machlokas, which one is the Raisa? Is a Chala that's the Raisa? Is a Truma that's the Raisa? Since Mar the Amar holds that Chala is mid Rabbanan, but if we see somebody eating Chala mid Rabbanan in Surya, we're able to be Mala and give them even Truma mida o Raisa. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, Toshma, Chazaka lakuna, Nesias Kapayim, is Nesias Kapayim, v'chiluk granos v'eretz Yisrael, and also chiluk granos in Eretz Yisrael. So chiluk granos, meaning we give them truma. And Rashi explains over here, it's Rashi that's four lines up from where they get from the medium-sized lines. He says, Eretz Yisrael, the reason that we're able to establish a chazaka based on Nesias Kapayim in Eretz Yisrael is similar to the reason that we had said earlier in the Gemara we're allowed to make this chazaka if there be no sekapav in Babel, because also they were batei din, and the Beis Din would never allow him to duchen unless they checked and ascertained that he was actually a kohen. And chilagranos means that truma bizman hazeh is midaraisa, And because there's an Avon Misa, and because there's an Avon Misa, we, if we see him eating Truma, we are able to consider him a Kohen L'chol Davar. We're able to consider him a Kohen for all purposes, including L'yuchsin. Ubisurya, and anybody who sees him eating Truma in Surya, because that's Kivush Yachid. And any place where Shluchei Rosh Chodesh are Magia, in other words, within that 14-day radius of travel, anybody who's seen eating Truma is considered to be a Kohen for all purposes. So says the Gemara, Nesias Kapayim Raya Avalo Chilek Ranos. But any place where the Shluchei Rosh Chodesh reach, because that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, Nesias Kapayim is going to be a Raya, Chilek Ranos is not going to be a Raya. Ubavel Kesuriyam, Bavel's like Surya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, even Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim has a din of Surya as well. So Barishon of Amnesha based in Kavuin Sham, because Basin was Kavua there, and therefore, if it were not for the fact that the guy was actually a Kohen, they would not have let him Dukkah, and they would not have let him eat Truma. But says the Gemara, Katani Mias Nasias Kapayim. Over here, what we say is one of the Chazakos is if a person is being Nosa Kapab in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Chazaka that he's a Kohen. So my level Yuchsin doesn't mean that he's a Kohen L'chol Davar, that he's a Kohen even for Yuchas purposes. Says the Gemara, Lo L'chala, he's a Kohen only for Chala, that we allow him to eat Chala. Hadumi de Chiluk Granos, Katani. So, but we said that the Nasias Kapayim and Chiluk Granos and eating Truma are both Rayos, it's both a Chazaka that the guy's a Kohen. When we say chiluk granos, don't we mean that if we see him eating truma, we consider him to be a kohen liyuchsin? Says the Gemara, no. Ma chiluk granos liyuchsin, af nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Says the Gemara, lo. Chiluk granos gufa lechala. That if we see him eating truma, we're allowed to consider him a kohen for the purpose of eating chala. Kasavar, this Mandi Amar says that truma bizman azez rabbanan, vechala d'oraisa, umaskina me truma d'rabbanan lechala d'oraisa. Because truma is only midrabanan, chala is d'oraisa, the chazaka is so strong that if we see him eating truma, we're allowed to elevate him and consider him a kohen to the extent that we're going to feed him chala, which is d'oraisa as well. So we're going to elevate him from d'rabanan to the d'oraisa. And here's what we alluded to a minute ago. That they found the Rabbanan Bebei Rav, the Yasvi Vakamri, that they were saying, Afilu Laman Diyamar Truma Bezman Azeh the Rabbanan Chala Da Raisa. Even if you hold that Truma Bezman Azeh is only with Rabbanan, Chala Bezman Azeh is a full-fledged Da Raisa. Why? Sharei Zayin Shekivshu Vizayin Shechilku Nischayevu Bechala. Because for the 7 years that they were conquering Eretz Yisrael and the 7 years that they were being cholik, that they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, they were chayiv and chala, velonis chayiv and betruma. However, they were not yet chayiv and truma. Why were they chayiv and chala? So Rashi explains over here. It's about eight lines up from the bottom, halfway down in the medium sized lines. Is chayiv bechala dechsid bevoachem ela aretz, because it says bevoachem when you enter the land. As soon as you enter the land, v'tanya besifrei de Rabbi Shmuel Omer shino akosav biyazumi kol biyashav betorah shabekul nemar ki savo ki v'yevacha. Bevo Achem seems to be a much more casual way of saying it. When you enter, when you are brought. No, this is very casual. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, immediately you're Chayev and Chala. However, they weren't Chayev and Truma at that point yet until the Kivush V'chiluk took place. Why? Because it says, Rashi continues, Volonis Chaiva Betruma Maishra Sikhsiv Digancha Tvua Zaracha Hamiyuchedes Lecha, which is Miyuchad to you. It's your produce. We only know what your produce is after the Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, after the Kivush V'Chiluk, after Eretz Yisrael was divided. That's when we know who has ancestral land in Eretz Yisrael. V'yot Sharei Tolah Kosa Meiser B'minyan Shnos HaShmita. Also because Meiser, remember, when we count Meiser, whether it's Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, that's going to depend on the Shemitah cycle. The Shemitah cycle didn't get started until after the Kivush V'Chiluk. Therefore, whereas Chala, they were Chayav in as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael, Truma Maisrus, they weren't Chayav in until after the Kivush V'Chiluk. Therefore, that's a Maila that Chala has over Truma. And therefore, even according to the Madamara, it says that Truma Bezman Azeh is Midrabanan, Chala Bezman Azeh is going to be a Daraisa. And we said over here, ana adaraba, that that I hold the opposite. Afilu l'man diemar trumim is man hazeh deraisa chala derabanan. Even according to the man diemar, it says that truma is b'zman hazeh deraisa chala is only going to be derabanan. D'tani b'vorachem ala aretz, because it says that your chayiv and chala. This we just saw in Rashi that he quoted the pasuk b'vorachem ala aretz, that their chayiv and chala from the moment of b'vorachem ala aretz, when they enter the land. So ibavoachem, if it says bavoachem, when they enter, when you enter, yochol mishin ifnasu lashnayim ishlosha meraglim, I would think it's when the first two or three spies enter into Eretz Yisrael. From that point on, that's considered an entry into Eretz Yisrael, and everybody's going to be chayiv and chala. Tamalomar bavoachem, bevias kulchem amarti, velo bevias miktsaschem. That the only time they were chayiv and chala is when everybody goes into Eretz Yisrael, not when some of the people go into Eretz Yisrael. V'chi askinu Ezra, and when Ezra brought them to Eretz Yisrael, lo kulu salik, they didn't all go back, and therefore chala b'zman hazeh is not midaraisa, because it's only b'vias kulchem, it's only midrabanan. The Rambam and the Rif, paskin, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, rather, paskin this way. So Rav Chaim also explains that we know that there is a halacha that sort of sounds like this halacha b'vias kolchem, that Yovel in Eretz Yisrael is talui on Rov Yoshveh Aleha. And we've always thought that Rov Yoshveh Aleha is something that changes with the times, right? It's a practical reality of whether Rov of the Jewish people in the world live in Eretz Yisrael or not. So if Rov Yoshveh Aleha can change with the reality, why do we assume automatically that Chala B'zman Hazeh is only Midrabanan? If it's Tolu Yam Bavias Kolchem, shouldn't it matter how many Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Chaim explains, no, because Shmita and Yovel is totally on, rather Yovel is totally on Rov Yoshveh Aleha. What are the facts on the ground at that time? It has the ability to change. Whereas over here, Chala, there was a trigger point that happened when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Was it Bias Kolchem? After the initial wave comes in, even if more people come into Eretz Yisrael, you can't change the initial wave of entrance to Eretz Yisrael into Bias Kolchem. Those people were only those people. They're not more people who came into Eretz Yisrael initially. There are more people who are coming into Eretz Yisrael. But if the focus is on how many people came when they went back into Eretz Yisrael, that's static, that never changes, and therefore Chala b'zman hazeh would be midrabanan. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter, top line on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Tashma, Chazaka l'kuhuna nasiyas kapayim v'chila gronos ve'edos. That Chazaka to kuhuna, you want to know if somebody's a kohen, it's nasiyas kapayim, it's whether he duchens, it's whether he gets truma, and it's edos. If there are people who know that his mother, people who know who his mother and father were, they know that his father's a kohen, and they know who his mother is as well. Why is it important to know who his mother is? I thought this is patrilineal. If your father's a Kohen, you're a Kohen. The answer is no, because if your mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza and she married a Kohen, then you are a Chalal. You're not a Kohen. And so you're not a Kosher Kohen, at least. And therefore, if there are Edus that we know who the father and the mother are, then it's a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Edus Chazakahi. We said Chazaka lekuhuna. We know somebody's a Kohen if he acts like a Kohen. This isn't a chazaka. This is real edus. In other words, this is better than a chazaka. Chazaka, we're trying to extrapolate based on what the guy does, based on his conduct. Can we assume he's a kohen? Over here, we have real edus that the guy's a kohen. That's the gold standard. Elalav hachi kamar. Elamai, isn't this what we're trying to say? Nesias kapayim ki edus. Nesias kapayim is like edus. If you see somebody duchening, it's as good as if there were edim that he's a kohen. Ma'idus liyuchsin, afen siyas kapayim liyuchsin. Doesn't it mean that just like if somebody comes and gives edus, that this guy is a kohen because I know his father and his father was a kohen and I know his mother and his mother was a besulam when she married his father, then that is edus that the guy is a kohen and that's the gold standard and we are then going to treat this guy as a kohen l'chol davar, including liyuchsin. Afnas yes kapayim liyuchsin. So then doesn't it mean that also nasiyas kapayim is also liyuchsin? That if we see somebody being nosa kapav, we are going to elevate him to the status of kahuna, even for the purposes of yichus, even for the purposes of allowing him to marry a woman of untainted lineage. Says the Gemara, no. What this means is ena edus haba mikoach chazaka ki chazaka. What it means is that Eidos that comes, Mekoa Chazaka, is like a Chazaka. Meaning, the Edom are not coming and testifying that they know who his father is and who his mother is, and therefore they know for sure he's a Kohen. The Edom are coming to testify that they saw him duchening. That's all they're testifying. And then, what did we say? That if we see somebody duchening, that's like a Chazaka. So if Edom come and say, oh, we saw him duchening, we saw him getting truma, that's not Eidos that the guy's definitively a Kohen. That's like the Chazaka. But we have the ability to treat the Eidos like the Chazaka. That if there were Eidim who testified that he is Nosa Kapov, we treat this guy as a person whose Chazaka is that he's Nosa Kapov. And therefore, however we're going to treat the guy who's Nosa Kapov, whether we're also going to give him Truma, whether we're also going to be Malim Liuchsin, that's the way we're going to treat the fellow regarding whom Edom come and say that they saw him being Nosa Kapov. Ki Ahudi Asalakami de Ravami, it's like this fellow who came before Ravami. Amarle Mukhsakti Bazeshu Kohen. He goes, I know that this certain other guy is a Kohen. Amarle Mari Isa, why do you see? Why do you assume that he's a Kohen? Amarle Shakur Risham Abesa Knesses. That he got the first aliyah, he got the coin aliyah and shul. So said Ravami, Becheska shu coin or Becheska shu godol. So why do you assume he's a coin and that's why he got the first aliyah? Maybe he was the godol shabbeves haknesses and that's why he got the first aliyah. Maybe he's actually not a coin. Says the Gemara, Shakara achrov Levi, because the second guy you got an aliyah was a Levi. And if there is no Kohen, then Nisparda HaChavila, as Rashi says. Then the whole Chavila, the whole chain of Kohen Levi Yisrael gets wiped out. If there is no Kohen, then the Levi would never get the second, Aliyah. Now, the Levi only gets the second Aliyah when there was a Kohen. So in the times of the Gemara, just to sort of set the table for this conversation, so they would give Aliyos as we do, Kohen Levi Yisrael. If there was no Kohen, we're going to see what happens if there's no Levi. Well, we know what we do, but there's actually a different sheet in the Gemara. But if there is no Kohen, then what they would do, Nisparda Chavila, the whole chain is broken, and therefore they would give out the Aliyos in sequence of who was greatest, that they would have to have a gadol contest in the shul, and whoever is the greatest Talmud Chacham would get the first aliyah, then the second aliyah, then the third aliyah. So if we see the guy getting the first aliyah, we assume he's a Kohen. Aye, he might be the biggest Talmud Chacham. No, because the guy who got the aliyah after him is a Levi. And if he weren't a Kohen, we wouldn't give a Levi. We would have three Yisraels in a row. Okay, so says the Gemara Navaiter, Ve'alei Ravami l'kuhuna al pev. And Ravami was malim l'kuhuna al... Ravami was malahim l'kuhuna al piv, that he treated him as a kohen. And when we say that he treated him as a kohen, it means that we treated him as a kohen legabe achilas truma, not necessarily yuchsin, but legabe achilas truma. So it happens to be the later day achronim say what happens nowadays, right? Where we have a whole sugya over the course of yesterday's daf, over the course of today's daf. What happens if a person claims to be a Kohen? Do we believe him? Do we not believe him? What happens if a person walks into shul today and the Gabbai walks over and says, are you a Kohen, Levi Yisrael? And the guy says, I'm a Kohen. So am I allowed to believe a guy when somebody tells me that he's a Kohen? So the answer is yes, because all we're going to do on the basis of that, there is no Truma now, there is no, you know, whatever, Yuchsin, it's everybody marries whoever they want anyway, Kohen to Yisrael or whatever. So nobody's going to make any assumptions that the guy is really a Kohen, that anybody checked his genealogical record, other than that he told the Gabbai that he's a Kohen. So most of the Achronim nowadays say, if a guy claims to be a Kohen, you could give him the Aliyah, because we're not really going to do anything else for him on the basis of him getting an Aliyah in Shul. Okay, so again, the guy testified that he must be a Kohen because he got the first Aliyah, and Ravami said, yes, he accepted the testimony. How do we know he's a Kohen? Maybe he was just a big Talmud Chacham because a Levi read after him. And the only way the Levi would read after him is if the first Ola was a Kohen. He said, I know that this guy is a Levi. How do you know he's a Levi? Because he got the second aliyah, Becheska Shu Levi, Becheska Shu Gadol, Becheska Shu Gadol. Is he a Levi or is Tama Gadol? Maybe he's the second biggest Tama Chacham in the Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Beis HaKnesses got the first Aliyah. The second biggest Talmud Chacham in the Beis HaKnesses got the second Aliyah. Says the Gemara, Shekhanu Lafana of Kohen. Because a Kohen read in front of him. and because a Kohen read in front of him, and therefore we know that if this guy got the second Aliyah, then he must be a Levi. Ve'aleya Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi le'Levi al-Piv, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was Malim to the Leviah on the basis of this testimony. What does it mean to be Malah to the Leviah? It means that we gave him Meiser Rishon, because we treated him as a Levi for all intents and purposes. Now, we know that this guy was a Levi because a Kohen read in front of him. What if there was no Levi? Maybe the guy's really a Kohen, but he got the second Aliyah because a Kohen read in front of him, and really there should be Kohen Levi Yisrael, but there is no Levi, so maybe a Kohen got the second Aliyah. So this is a Raya to our practice, where if there is no Levi, the Kohen gets two Aliyahs. Instead of calling up another Kohen for the second Aliyah, or instead of calling up a Yisrael for the second Aliyah, if there is no Levi, the same Kohen who got Kohen is going to get called up again, Bimkom Levi, and we'll get the Levi Aliyah as well. Says the Gemara, now Vayter, about halfway down the page. There was a guy who came before Reish Lakish. Amar le, mochsakni bazeshu kohen. I know that this guy is a kohen. Amar le, mari isa. So what do you see? Amar le, shakur rishim beis haknesses. That he got the first aliyah in the beis haknesses. Amar le, reisef shechilu kal granos. Did you see him getting truma? Amar le, Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar said, vim ein shem goren batla kuhuna. Why is collecting truma a dispositive sign? In other words, why is that necessary? If there is no goren, if he doesn't live in a place where there's a granary, so you don't actually have the ability to see him getting truma, then all of a sudden there is no kahuna. I already told you he got the first aliyah in the Beis HaKnesses. We lay in every shul, so just look to see which aliyah he gets. Why is it totally on the goren? So Zimnin Avayasvi Kameh to Rav Yochanan. Eventually they were sitting before Rav Yochanan. Asa kiha kia maisa l'kameh, and a similar maisa happened. Amar le Reish Lakish Risef Shechilu kala goren, and Reish Lakish said that did you see him getting truma? And Amar le Rav Yochanan v'main shan goren batla kahuna. And if there is no goren, if there is no granary where people could take truma, then kahuna is going to be batal. That's not dispositive. Hadar chazi le Rav Elazar bisha. So he looked at Rav Elazar crossly. Why? Because when this first maisa happened, Rabbi Lazar said, and if there is no goren, then is the kuhuna batal. So it turns out, when he was in front of Rav Yochanan, and then Rav Yochanan made the exact same comment, he realized that this is Rav Yochanan's saying. But Rav Elazar, when he said, oh, and if there's no granary, then batla kuhuna, you're gonna focus solely on whether a guy gets truma or not. So he was upset. How come when Rav Elazar made that comment, he didn't quote it b'shem Rav Yochanan? Says the Gemara, Amar Shamad Mili Debar Nafka V'lo Amri LaMishmei, that is a positive. Why is it that you heard something from Rav Yochanan, but you didn't say it in his name? You should have said it, b'shem Amro, and that's why he looked at Rav Elazar crossly. Turns out, Rav Elazar, why didn't he taka say in the name of Rav Yochanan? So Rav Elazar was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Yochanan. Therefore, Rav Elazar had assumed that everybody would understand that whatever he said, he heard from Rav Yochanan, and therefore he didn't have to specifically call out that he heard this memra, that he heard this saying in the name of Rav Yochanan. All right, so let's stop here because this next sugya is going to carry well over into tomorrow's daf. We'll pick up more about testimony and evidence that a person is a Kohen or a person is a Levi, and what type of testimony is required, God willing, tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.